Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour. Darren, Donick, and Chase. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you every week. This time, we have a weekly chat with Chris Mason, driven by Freeland Chevrolet. C. Mace, what's up?
I shouldn't say. I just finished playing hockey with a couple former Preds royalty, Mike Fisher, J.P. Dumont. Cody Bass, Ryan Smith. We played the game of 3-on-3 today. It was pretty intense.
Awesome. Was it televised?
It was not. They play every Wednesday. They play out in Leaper's Fork. We had a couple of the Preds emergency backup goalies that come to the game. So if one of the goalies on the teams get hurt, Dylan Caffrey and Dustin Smith. So it was. We had a blast. They do it every week. This is my first time. Skillsy's been out before, but this was my first time. It was awesome.
So this is not in Mike Fisher's backyard next to his cannon?
No. That's just down the road, though. But we'll have to get some footage next time because it was pretty intense stuff. It was awesome.
Wow. So yeah. Who shined?
It's a battle. There's a couple of young pups out there, too. A couple of the local coaches here. That coach the youth teams, but it was intense, man. It was I'm hurting a little bit right now.
What position did you play, Mace? Were you between the pipes or were you out in the field?
No. I was mostly it was 3-on-3, so I took care of the defensive end of things sometimes.
Sometimes
I had a couple shots. I just didn't have a good touch around the net there, but it was fun. It was a blast.
Well, we know you're a goal scorer. We know that.
Yeah. Well, I not today.
You're one of 12 in the league in the history, so we know you could score,
or at least get credit for a goal.
That's interesting. Well, let's just stay right there. Let's stay in between the pipes. Let's just get things through your goalie eyes through 48 games. Well, what do you see out of Pekka and UC right now through 48 games?
Well, it's really been. You know, they're no different than really what the team's been like. I think it's been really, you know, inconsistent. And a lot of times as a goaltender, I say this all the time, is you are, to a certain extent, a product of what's happening in front of you. You know, you can go on stretches, and both of these guys are that type of goalie that can go on long stretches and really carry a team. But after a while, it's tough to sustain that for an entire season. And I feel that, you know, I feel that both of their games right now are coming around, but it just seems too like, you know, anytime you think that they're getting momentum or, you know, they're starting to turn the corner, Pekka put an unbelievable performance against Buffalo, and even last game I thought he was playing really well against Toronto, but then he gets the goal, you know, off his defenseman, and then that one where he gets knocked out of the way, and all of a sudden you let in four goals, you know, it's a four-goal game when it really should have been two, so it's just really tough for these guys and this team. I think they're all intertwined together to just get over the hump of this fragile state of mind where, you know, they win a game and you feel like, you know, it's like we do. We talk about, you feel like, all right, here we go. And then they have that stretch again that Willie was talking about during the game, those little stretches that catch them. It's a 5, 6, 7 minute stretch where it kind of goes south and then they get it back and, you know, have that big push. But I feel like it's all... You know, you could talk about every position on the team like that, and it's a group thing, and I really don't – it's got to take something for this team to get over. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's like, – I kind of feel like they've maybe hit it a couple times this year, but maybe they haven't. So it's really tough to put a finger on.
I think this is a really good test of the blend between analytics and the eye test, right? Because when you watch – Pekka and UC Saros each night, there have been a number of games like Monday that you just laid it out perfect, Mace. You watch the game and you're like, I don't think the goalie played bad per se, whether it's UC or Pekka, but at the end of the night they've given up four goals. And so the analytics have this big picture thing of they show the high danger chances and what's your expected save percentage and what's the expected goals against average. And Rene and Saros are both below average in expected goals allowed or whatever the exact stat is. They're both below par, below average, and certainly below average for them because they're usually well above average. But the eye test doesn't tell me that they're playing bad. So that's where you really have to dig down deep to try to solve or find what the answer is, because the bottom line is they have to have better results.
Well, and when you look at the difference too, and you're talking about the numbers, you're really talking about cutting off half a goal a game, one goal every two games. It's not like it's this insurmountable thing that they got to let three less goals a game or whatever it is. It's really minuscule, but at the end of the day, that half a goal every game, or that goal every two games, that's three or four extra points, in the bank that you could have. So it is a big deal. It's not like they're giving up bad goals, but that one extra save, or that Toronto game though too, like it really, really could have been, they could have given up seven or eight goals. I mean, Pekka made a ton of really high end, high danger saves in that second period, and even in that first part of the third period, to keep them within striking distance. But I really think my whole take on this team right now is they're in a situation, all right, you are where you are. There's nothing you can do about what's been done. Yes, it's been disappointing. Yes, we've got guys that, haven't played up to their potential yet. What are you going to do about it? Well, you know what? It hasn't gone. We're not fighting for the first in the Central. That's reality is they're underdogs now. Nobody's talking about the Nashville Predators as a threat to win the Central Division, to make a long run in the playoffs. That can be a good thing for this team if they really embrace that. Because inside that dressing room, whatever we say, whatever the fans say, whatever the experts say, really doesn't matter, because what matters is how they feel about their team inside that room. And if they actually have that belief, and to really try to take that underdog role, but an underdog, you have that chip on your shoulder. You're always trying to prove people wrong. You're always trying to say, you know what, you go ahead and say that about us. We'll show you guys. We'll prove you wrong, but you got to come out and play like that. And to me, that's the biggest thing. I think that's kind of like what John Hines said coming in. Hey, it's not the tactics. It's about playing with that, that urgency and that fire every single night. We got to get all the guys to get on board and start doing that. So I think that's been their biggest issue. And to me, that's what's led to the inconsistency.
Chris Mason is with us, and he is brought to you by our friends at Freeland Chevrolet. His report every, what day is today? Wednesday at 1 o'clock. So, Mace, let me ask you about what they're trying to do today. We've seen the evolution, and it's interesting how John Hines is now making, I think, the same observation that Peter Laviolette had made, and that is that the way that the forwards are deployed, you really have two choices. Do you try to have four balanced lines where everybody's playing in their true position for the most part, but you're trying to spread your talent across four lines, or do you slide somebody out of position? For example, tonight it looks like Matt Duchene will be playing on the wing, and then you have a little bit more of loading up the front two lines than having a checking line and then having a fourth line that's probably going to play a little bit less. They've tried both. Neither one has really stuck. But now they rotate back and take a look at Matt Duchene on the wing. So I'm curious how that will work.
Yeah, well, you know what? Load the guys up. I think, you guys, you'd probably agree with me. I don't think there's been an issue with the third or fourth line, if you want to call them that, all season. It's been all, switched around and done different ways because they're trying to spark those top two lines and get them going. And it's been really hard-pressed to even find a long stretch where one of those top two lines have carried the team. And I think that's really what they're trying to desperately find, is at least get one of your top two lines to be really dominant. We had the Jofa line going for so many years, and they get on those stretches where they would single-handedly carry it through a five-game winning streak. Obviously, I need other elements as well, but they'd be putting up points every night, really tough to match against, and you get the other team's best, but they would continue to find ways to get that production. And this year it's just been so sporadic with the top two lines. And you think, you get Matt Duchene in the summer, you think, oh, finally we got that 1-2 punch. up top, and that it's almost been opposite this year. You've been getting the majority of the production, from up and down the, more of a balance throughout the lineup instead of having that offensive heavy top two. But they're going to need to do something to try to get that going. I think that's what John Hines is trying to do, put Matt Duchesne in there on the wing, try to load that up a little bit and see if they can spark something.
And he will be playing on Ryan Johansson's line, and Mikhail Granlund will be on the other wing. So I don't recall how often Duchesne and Johansson have played, but it's ironic. Those are the two guys that everybody really is looking to, Duchesne and Johansson, to sort of lead the charge. You know, they're certainly out there to be guys who drive the play, who produce offensively. So now they get a chance to play together.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Like, I look at these guys, too. I look at Ryan Johansson, and I look at what he's done when it comes playoff time or, like, crunch time at the end of the season, and he's always risen to that occasion. You know, he's not been a guy that does it for 82 games in terms of that emotional investment, that fiery type of player, but he can definitely do that when he's engaged physically. You can see him out there. It's really in his body language, and he's roughing it up, and he's, not scared to drop the mitts once in a while and have play with an edge. Matt Duchesne last year in Columbus, he was one of their best players for the Blue Jackets going down the stretch and in the playoffs. So these guys have that ability to step up when it's crunch time. And to be honest with you, it's probably a little earlier this year than they would have liked, but it's getting to that point where you have to start taking that, playoff mentality, that 2 out of 3 mentality, start winning these games and having that urgency, that kind of do or die kind of feeling. And those two guys are prime examples of guys that really could, I think, spark this lineup and really send a jolt into the rest of the team, because you need your best players, your leaders, not only be your best players, but to play that type of hockey, to let everybody know that they're engaged and they're doing whatever it takes to win. If they're not putting up points, while they're out there, banging and doing the right things, getting to the net, and they're playing with that fire and physicality or whatever the case may be, but you just know that they're emotionally engaged and fired up, ready to go.
Last thing for you, Mace, and we'll set the table for those listening of some tidbits that came out of the morning skate. Of course, Mace and I are still here in Nashville. We're not on this road trip because both games are televised tonight and tomorrow on NBCSN. Of course, Darren will be anchoring our coverage pregame on the radio side starting at 5:30. But Colton Sissons still out, not able to go yet, but he is on the trip. Juuse Saros will be the starting goaltender tonight. And they did give a report on Ryan Ellis. He is at least on the ice starting to skate. And, Mace, we don't have a crystal ball, and you hope that there are no more setbacks. You got to knock on wood, get your lucky rabbit's foot, all of that stuff. Because even if there are no more setbacks, they're going to have to get through a significant amount of more games without Ryan Ellis. So no matter who you got in the lineup, it's a tough place to win in Washington against all that firepower. So another great challenge for this defense corps, as is.
Yeah, this is going to be a really, really tough challenge. That's a tough building to play in, and they're obviously a top team in that Metro division. So it's going to be really tough regardless of the situation. They got a lot of firepower over there. Obviously Ovechkin, Oshie, all those guys, Kuznetsov. But it's going to be a team thing, and that's the playoff. If you play a certain way, you can keep those guys, you can limit those guys, and you can take away their time and space. It's a huge commitment, and they're going to need that type of game. And you can't have, not going to be able to have the lapses like they did against Toronto, because you saw what that did, a team with very similar offensive weapons on it. They just make you pay. They don't need many opportunities. You give them a couple free ones, it's in the back of your net. So they're going to have to play a really solid game and not have any letdown. Capitals are going to get enough chances on their own. Just can't have those big breakdowns and that big stretch of that 5-minute, 6-minute breakdowns like they've been having, especially for whatever reason. The second period has just been a tough one this year again.
And then tomorrow night is the last game in the month of January, and it's John Hines returning to Newark, and of course PK Subban and Wayne Simmonds, they're suiting up for the Devils. So that'll be some interesting storylines for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, they got a lot. It's great storylines, but at the end of the day, I want points. They need points. If they can use that for motivation or whatever, you have to take whatever, but 3 out of 4 would be nice, but they have to win one of these games for sure. And that starts, with a tough one. And then, you know, you're back-to-back. You go into New Jersey and, you know, you're playing a team that's really got not much to play for. That's a dangerous team to play against, because you can get in those types of hockey games where it's kind of loosey-goosey or structurally not sound on the other side, and it's easy to kind of get roped into that. So that's going to be a mental challenge for the Predators on that second half of the back-to-back, along with all the storylines attached to it.
Yep, good stuff, Chris. As always, thanks for doing this. Go get some rest.
Yes, I need it.
All right, Chris Mason.
Get the ice bags out. Get the cold tub.
Oh, yeah, they will be.
No doubt. He's driven by Freeland Chevrolet every week, Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. And as we mentioned, no TV coverage here locally because it's on NBC Sports Network. Mike Tirico, speaking of that, will be on the call tonight for the Predators and the Capitals. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. But right now I want to talk to all the homeowners out there, and I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems, a foundation repair and waterproofing company right here in Middle Tennessee. They've been serving our area since 1994, and they've got more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. And that should get you to perk up if you own a home, especially if you've noticed recently that maybe doors or windows have been sticking, or some of your walls are bowing, or maybe you've been outside when we've had nice weather and you've noticed maybe some bricks that are cracking or drywall that's separating. Maybe you've got a chimney that's tilting or leaning. These are all signs that maybe something's going on with your house. Depending on the age, that would make sense, right? Or not. Sometimes newer houses, these problems exist too. Either way, get the experts out to your house, that's USS, and have them assess the situation and give you a free estimate. Yeah, I said a free estimate. They believe in their quality of work. They believe in their reputation, and they believe integrity. And those are all things that should get you excited as a homeowner, especially if you've got a tough situation at your house that you need to get addressed. They're licensed and insured. They're locally owned, and these are all important things. 615-227-2275. That's 227-2275. If you need to make an appointment and get the fine folks from USS out to your house, or you can always go to their website, usstn.com. They guarantee their best. Call USS.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.